The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the show. I am saying it again, people. It is manifesting season. We're coming up on a new year, my friends. And that means I am about to release my 21-day manifesting challenge on January 1st. This challenge is a Gabby favorite amongst the thousands and thousands of people who join me every single year. It is so powerful. It will really, really hook you up and set you up to win and help you turn your greatest desires into your reality, truly. There's really easy lessons, manifesting practices, super high frequency meditations, and a beautiful manifesting ritual at the very end. So if you're someone who wants to take that New Year's resolution and see it all the way through to the end and create a new pattern and repetition of new behavior, then this is for you. Let's kick off the new year together. Let's supercharge your attracting power. Let's raise your vibration. Let's manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Go to deargabby.com/challenge to lock in your spot now. This is going to be epic. So go to deargabby.com/challenge. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back to the show. If you've been listening to the podcast lately, you will know that I've been talking a lot about the new year manifesting, how we prepare our energy. I've witnessed so many people going through so much change and really just a lot of anxiety, a lot of suffering, a lot of feelings of lack and fear. I want to be the antidote to that this year and really, really, really help you get back into spiritual alignment starting January 1st. I want to help you connect to that inner presence of peace inside of you. I want to help you remember your power to attract with the universe, your power to connect with an energy far beyond your physical sight. I want to remind you of the wild synchronicities that happen in this world. And that's why I'm so thrilled to be able to guide so many of you, whoever decides to raise their hand and say yes, so many of you through my 21-day manifesting challenge, which starts on January 1st. We are right around the corner. And so if you're wanting to change your mindset, if you're wanting to attract more of your desires into your life, if you're wanting to release stress and anxiety, if you want to set yourself up to win for 2024, if you want to shift into an abundance mindset, if you want to feel good, if you want to have fun, if you want to attract more of what you want, then just follow my guidance. I've given you the Gabby playbook. It's all inside. So you can head over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge or click the link in the show notes. All the details are there. It's just, I can shout it from the rooftops. It's just one of the most beautiful things I do all year long. And I welcome all of you to join me. It is so, so, so worth it. And that's why I dedicated this episode to something very, very beautiful. I decided to really highlight some of my most important manifesting practices, the key techniques and practices that you can use to start removing the blocks that are in your way of attracting what you desire. So I kind of set this episode up in a way where I identified these specific lessons for clearing the blocks to your manifesting power. And I wanted you to listen to this before you do the manifesting challenge, because this will prepare you to set the stage for your super attractor power to be unleashed on January 1st. So listen to this episode all the way through. Enjoy these techniques and practices. I picked them out specifically for you. And you can really do this to manifest your dreams, and it's going to prepare you for the new year. So listen up and then click that link, deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Do not miss this challenge. It is only happening once a year, and it's one of the coolest things I do every single year. It's so rad. I am so pumped. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge or click the link in the show notes. Let's get started with releasing the blocks to your manifesting power now. How can I trust the universe if I haven't seen my manifestation come into form? I'm going to answer that question with a story. When I was 1 month sober, I was sitting in my mom's basement watching a DVD. Yes, that's correct. A DVD all about manifesting. And it was a DVD that had all of these great spiritual teachers like Louise Hay and Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I'm watching the DVD and I'm seeing Wayne Dyer speak, and I'm just drawn in by his energy and his conviction, truly, his conviction. And so in that moment, I'm listening so intently. And at one point he says, you have to believe it to see it. I looked at my life in that moment and I was like, okay, do I believe that I can manifest this career path I have a vision for? Do I believe that I can stay clean and sober? Do I believe that I can have the love that I want in my life? Do I believe that I'm worthy of feeling good? And instead of looking for my outside world to complete me, that moment in time, 25 years old, I really claimed a new way of living. I made a commitment in that moment to stop looking for the outside world to reflect back to me that I was good enough or that things were working out, or let the outcome be my reason for being. And I decided in that moment, at that ripe age of 25, that I was going to focus more on my belief than on what I could see at first sight. And I trusted that if I worked on my belief systems and I worked on releasing the block to the presence of my core belief in worthiness and my capacity to manifest, and the desires that I had were real, if I focused on those belief systems first, that the universe would catch up with my dreams. And that's the message for you. If for some reason you're out there thinking, why hasn't that manifested yet? Where's my boyfriend? Where's my job? Where's my money? I'm not happy until I have that thing. Well, then it's going to stay that way. You're going to stay stuck in that loop. Whereas if you start to say, I'm going to focus on really refining and claiming what I believe I desire and that I'm worthy of it, then you begin the real journey of attracting what you want into your life. And if your only job is to focus on believing, then you're going to start receiving a lot faster than you think. If your only job is to focus on believing, then how could you get hung up when something isn't working out? You can just ask yourself, well, where am I not believing? Where am I lacking faith? How can I surrender more? And so this is just the redirect. There's a lot of steps to surrender. You can go watch my Oprah Super Soul talk on how to surrender to the universe. You can read The Universe Has Your Back. You can practice the steps to surrender in Super Attractor. You can do all the things that I offer. But right here, right now, I just want to give you a reframe. The reframe is simple. If you're looking for the universe to reveal to you that you're on the right track, then you are absolutely looking in the wrong place. You have to redirect that search inward and ask yourself, do I believe that I'm worthy of what this is that I desire? And what belief systems am I carrying that may be blocking me from that truth? You'll see it when you believe it. I've been sharing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That I am focused on my sleep, focused on my stress levels, but also super duper focused on my immunity, because it's a time of year when your five-year-old comes home with lots of funky things. And so the weirdest thing has happened this year. I've traveled more. I've had my kids sneezing on me more, and I've not gotten sick knocking on all the wood in my studio right now. But I don't need to knock on wood because I'm taking liposomal vitamin C from Symbiotica, and I swear by it. This is the best way to stay healthy right now. Vitamin C is an antioxidant that plays a key role in immune system function, as well as in collagen production and skin health. And ever since I started taking it, I have noticed that I have more energy. I am not getting sick. My skin looks gorgeous, plump, beautiful. This is why I love Symbiotica so much, because their formula, liposomal, is a delivery system that absorbs in your body to utilize minerals. And Symbiotica's health supplements are so beautifully crafted. So in addition to the vitamin C, I'm taking the liposomal D3K2 CoQ10, promotes balanced mood, supports heart health. It's just the bomb. It is working for me. And they're having a special, special holiday sale. So you can try their amazing products at a great price. Use code Gabby for 20% off site-wide. Again, you can save 20% off site-wide with my code Gabby. Just go to symbiotica.com and use code Gabby. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are here, my friends. And I was just at my kid's school yesterday, and I was talking to a mom, and I looked at her and I said, I am really having a hard time. I've got a lot going on, and I was sort of having a bit of a meltdown. And then I looked and I said, oh, thank God, tomorrow is therapy day. I have help. And that's why I'm so grateful that BetterHelp is our sponsor. And it's a longtime sponsor of the show, one of the sponsors that I know has served so many souls on this show. OMG. Therapy online, people. It's easy to access. You can get it all with BetterHelp. BetterHelp will quickly and easily connect you with a licensed therapist who can take you on your journey of self-discovery. It's a convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online service. And all you have to do is just fill out this questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist that's right for you. You don't have to sit in a waiting room. You don't have to deal with whatever. You have to get things done. It's just all automatic online. And I really love this because it's just important right now. This is a tough time of year. BetterHelp can really serve you. And in this season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DearGabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BETTER, better, HELP, help.com/DearGabby. If you put Vegamore in my stocking, my friends, I will be thrilled. In fact, I'm actually going to put it in my sister-in-law's stocking. Don't tell her. If you're ready for gorgeous and luxurious thick hair, if you've been seeing me on social media, you'll see my hair is long again. It is thick again. I've got like circa 2001 hair, people. It is so gorge. And why? Because I have been using the most incredible product. Vegamore is a fully vegan plant-based hair wellness brand, and it's not just a shampoo and conditioner, which, by the way, is the absolute best one, but it's a hair wellness brand. And they're this on this major mission right now to give everyone their healthier scalp and stronger hair. To have nice hair, peeps, you gotta have a healthy scalp. And that's why I love their hair serum. This serum is specifically designed to support and nurture hair follicles, which can lead to stronger, thicker, and healthier hair. And Vegamore makes it so easy for you to support your hair by offering a monthly subscription, which it's so amazing. As soon as I'm out, boom, it comes right back in the mail. It's so good. And I use the Grow Essential Kit, and this is so awesome. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Dear Gabby listeners, get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/Gabby and use code Gabby at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/Gabby, code Gabby to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/Gabby, code Gabby. How to see abundance everywhere. Well, it's your choice. It's your choice in any moment. It's your choice to perceive your world through the lens of lack or to perceive your world through the lens of abundance. An abundance mindset, I think I can speak for myself. I've got a lot of experience with an abundance mindset because I was brought up with a lack mentality. And I think that I'm a really good messenger for this message today because it's not like everything was handed to me. It wasn't like I was brought up with abundance. I was brought up with a major lack mentality. I grew up in a very wealthy town and my family really struggled financially. So that separation was real. There was a lot of concern, a lot of uncertainty, constant fear around finances. And I made a quantum shift. I decided to have a quantum shift. I chose to adjust my mentality around money early on. And so much of it is what I'm going to teach you today. Really grounding myself in possibility, grounding myself in the truth that my parents' stories did not have to be mine. Noticing that when I put hard work into something, that money was reciprocal, that I was receiving for what I was putting out. I was 19 years old and I started promoting parties in New York City. The first night that I promoted a party, everybody said Gabby at the door and I got a percentage of the bar. And that night I walked out of that bar with $1,000 cash. And I remember standing there in the streets of New York City, like holding my cash close to my handbag and just like clutching my bag and thinking, wow, I just figured out how to make some money. And from that point forward, I made the decision that I was going to seek abundance rather than lack. And for me, that was a quantum shift. Not everybody has a quantum shift like that. But for me, with money, I had a quantum shift. I made the decision in that moment to choose abundance over lack. I believe that's available to you right here, right now, listening to this show. There are all kinds of ways that we can earn, all kinds of creative possibilities for earning. And when we open our hearts and our minds and our willingness and our courage to actually do work, to show up, to be willing to earn, and we start to shift our energy around what's possible, we open up that creative mindset. Show me creative possibilities for abundance. We stop limiting ourselves and we get ourselves out of that
confined lack mentality. A lack mentality of there's not enough to go around. A lack mentality of, oh, well, so-and-so is already doing it. How could I? A lack mentality of, oh, who could I be to do this? Who am I to even want that? A lack mentality that might be really ingrained in your upbringing, belief systems that you carry on. A lack mentality that's keeping you small, keeping you stuck, keeping you from possibility. And opening our hearts to what is possible begins with even that simple prayer. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. Say that out loud right now. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. How does that feel in your body? Say it again. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. What is that resonance in your energy? How does that feel? When you open your mind and your conscious awareness to more of what's possible, more of what's possible starts to be presented to you. Just starting even right here, right now with that prayer, I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. I want you now to pay attention to the abundance that is around you. And that may be somebody buys you coffee online, or that may be, I was just chatting with Josh, our producer, and we're talking about how he needs to write and he's super analog and we want to get him this. He's talking about how he's interested in this writing. What the hell is the writing device that you're interested in? The Remarkable should be a sponsor here. And they're typing to, you know, and I'm like, Josh, yeah, no more typing. You need to be writing. And we're saying Remarkable. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get that for you, Josh. Abundance available all the time. The moments when we open our heart to what's possible. The Josh example is pretty bad. He works for me, so I'm going to get him that anyway. But it's still an abundant moment. We got to get him off analog. There's abundance in every single moment that we encounter if we choose to see for it, if we choose to open our conscious awareness to it. But if you're walking around with the consciousness that's super in lack, you're only going to create more lack. You have to hyper-focus on what is possible, hyper-focus on what is working, what is thriving in your life right here, right now. What's thriving in your life right now? Are you listening to this? Again, you're on your iPhone. Something's thriving. You have free content available to you. Something's thriving. You've been guided to Gabby. Something, you're definitely thriving if you're with me right now. Just kidding. But I'm not. This is a high vibration conversation, and it's a privilege to be in this conversation. That's abundant. Just being in this conversation, wherever you are, it's abundant. So I want you to start to pay attention to the abundance, the sheets that you wake up to, the coffee that you drink in the morning, the meal that your friend bought you, the quarter you find on the streets. So much of our days can be spent just in the loop of what's not working, of the lack mentality, of our lack of abundance. But how different would our lives be if we just redirected that loop, if we gave ourselves a different storyline, if we rewrote the script? And instead of telling a story that isn't true, we just tell a story of what is true. I have access to a podcast right now, and that's abundant. I have food that I can eat, and that's abundant. I can get from A to Z, that's abundant. I can have support in my life, that's abundant. Noticing, paying attention to, and celebrating the abundance in your life. So here are your first two steps. Number one, use that prayer. I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. Number two, be willing to fucking work, okay? Because there's a lot of people out there like, I want abundance. And they think that they've just manifest a lot that it'll come to them. No, we gotta work, people. Be willing to work. And then the other step here is to really be clear about what is abundant, what is thriving in your life right here, right now. What is thriving in your life right now? Focus on what's thriving and celebrate. I want you to make a list right now in your iPad or your, what is that thing called again? Your Remarkable, whatever you've got in front of you. Make a list of all that is thriving in your life right now. Look at your abundance right in front of you and celebrate it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
we can all agree right now that this is a very hectic time. This is a lot of hustle and bustle, a lot of things trying to get it done before the new year. And I am so excited that our sponsor on the show today is Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service that will 100% reduce stress in your life. Make sure you're eating well. It's dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. And it's just a great way to save time and money and just really stay on track with your health goals. Great for the new year. Set yourself up now so you're prepared for the new year, so you can treat yourself to high-quality, delicious meals over the holidays. Choose from 35 weekly chef-created, flavor-packed meals, beautiful, calorie-smart, vegan, veggie, protein. I'm on the protein kick right now, my friends. And Factor is not just for dinner. They have awesome breakfast, lunch on the go, grab-and-go snacks, these delicious shakes and smoothies. And you can rest assured that with Factor, you're making a substantial choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, and they source 100% renewable electricity for all their production sites. And that's a major deal. Major. Head to factormeals.com/Gabby50 and use code Gabby50 to get 50% off. That's code Gabby50 at factormeals.com/Gabby50 to get 50% off. Great for the new year. Set yourself up now so you're prepared for the new year. Oh my goodness. As I mentioned earlier, I've been like kind of going through it and my anxiety is a bit high and I've been busy. But I need to get my sleep. That's the most important thing. So as long as I get 8 hours of sleep, I know that I can tackle anything. That's why I'm really, really proud of the sponsor that we have on the show today. It's a CBD brand that I have found to be the most effective product on the market. And I do not say that lightly. Next, Evo. This product is highly effective when it comes to sleeping better, reducing stress, and even recovering from workouts. Boom, that's where Next Evo Naturals has come in with their proprietary water-soluble form of CBD that is clinically tested and has proven to work faster and absorb four times better. Trust me, it is fast and it works. And I'm relying right now on their sleep gummies that are really, really helpful for me. It's CBD and it's just getting me to sleep those 8 hours restfully. And they've got this new brand, which is Extra Strength Daily Wellness CBD Gummies. And they're just two times stronger than the regular strength. And so who doesn't want that? We need some support to keep calm. Next Evo is my go-to. Don't waste your time with any oil-based CBD that might not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions with Next Evo. Go to nextevo.com and use promo code Gabby to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com, promo code Gabby. Manifesting isn't about just sitting around and waiting for something to happen to us. Manifesting is about taking an action, but taking an action that is aligned with a spiritual connection, taking an action that's aligned with faith and courage and spiritual connection. And when you follow my steps in this episode, the spiritually aligned action method, you can really trust that an energy beyond your own is working on your behalf and that everything can just really work out for you, even if you don't know exactly how or when, because you can trust that your action was taken from a place of spiritual alignment. Big, big message for you today. And so I refer to it as the spiritually aligned action method. And when you apply this method to anything in your life, anything that you desire, you can really just trust that you're co-creating with the universe rather than forcing a vision to become your reality. So the first step is to just take an honest inventory of how you might be forcing something or praying for what you think you need. And in what ways are you trying to control your actions and trying to force an outcome? Are you trying just all kinds of different tactics to turn this romantic partner into someone that they're not? Or are you pushing to get your work seen on social media? Oh my God, there's so much of that out there. And I just have a lot of compassion for that kind of neediness on social media. Just take a moment to look at all the ways in which your actions are backed with control and fear and lacking faith. And I want you to start paying regular attention in your life to how you're controlling these requests to the universe and how that controlling energy might be blocking you from receiving what's of the highest good.
And once you're much more clear about the ways that you're trying to control situations, it becomes time now then for you to redirect your energy and apply that energy to a spiritually aligned action method. So that's what we want to do to begin. Really get that honest inventory going. Next, I'm going to have you choose one area of your life that you've been controlling and start to apply the spiritually aligned action method to it. So that's how you prepare to take spiritually aligned action, by really taking that inventory and just noticing the ways that you're blocking, and then choosing an area of your life where you've been controlling and just begin to make that the target. Make that one area what you want to focus on, and that area of your life that you're going to start to really apply this spiritually aligned action method. And here's the method, everybody. Drum roll, please, everyone. Here we go. The first step in the spiritually aligned action method is to tap into the inspiration behind your desire and to see how that inspiration serves you and the world. So I want you to take out your journal and I want you to make a list of all the ways that this desire that you have, action that you want to take, how it lights you up, and how it also brings a service to others. Because remember, there is service in your joy. And as long as it doesn't come at somebody else's expense, you taking action on this dream is of service when it brings you joy. But I also want you to tap into all the ways that it inspires you and that it makes you feel good. And when you think about taking this action, what does that bring forth within you? And how is it joyful? And how is it bringing more joy and inspiration to the world? The second step is to believe that the universe will deliver. Bust out your journal, and I want you to write clearly what you desire, and then surrender it by adding, it's this or something better. And then I want you to spend some time every day in meditation and align your energy back in with that service and that love that we talked about in the first step. Feel into it. Feel yourself connected to the vision of what you desire. I want you to feel into the feelings of inspiration, the service behind the desire. And just hold that vision of yourself fulfilling your desire and all that positive energy that it brings you and brings the world. And you can even visualize and see people who are elevated in your presence, people who are elevated by the action that you're taking. And just let that belief begin to set in. Meditating on the joy and the service and the inspiration behind your desire starts to help you release the blocks that hold you back from really owning it and accepting it. And then the third step is to take action from a place of spiritual alignment. So as soon as you feel the first two steps in effect, then you're going to really feel that sense of readiness. And so as soon as you feel those first two steps in action, the belief and the inspiration and the faith, then you know you're ready to take that spiritually aligned action, and you're going to feel relaxed and you'll feel faithful and confident. And then there's also a sure sign that it's time to take the action, and that's when you no longer feel attached to the outcome. Boom, take that one in. Make sure that you don't take the action unless you're not attached to the outcome. Detachment implies faith. So feeling the faith behind your desire and just confidently making that move is really, really powerful. So picking up that phone to call that person that you want to ask out on a date, or making that move to send out an email about a job that you want, all of the things that we sometimes put so much fear behind, doing them from that place of spiritual alignment. So when we have that sense of detachment, when we feel relaxed, faithful, inspired, we know it's time to take action. And then the fourth step, this is the step that everybody balks at, but it's the most important step in the process. Be patient. Patience implies that you know what you desire is on the way. It implies that it's this or something better. It's that you're relaxed and you've released the outcome, you've released control, and you're just trusting that this is something that is possible. When you're patient, you let the universe do for you what you cannot do for yourself. You clear space for the energy of the universe to support you in ways that you couldn't even have imagined. And practicing patience is a practice of allowing. So when you practice patience, you can actually use this prayer. I lean into the inspiration of my desires, and I know it's enough to lead me toward what is of the highest good. I surrender this desire to the universe,
and I know I'm being guided. Your patience will be valuable when you're waiting on others to support your desires. Patience creates space for the universe to work through people. When you're no longer strangling people energetically, you can just let them off the hook and you can give them the space to sort of figure out what to do and how to make that move. Patient people give off an energy of expansion, peace, and grace, and a vibrational alignment of frequency. Because remember, this is after you've taken the action. You've already taken the action and you're waiting for the result. So that's where patience comes in. Patience is a gift that you are trusting in the co-creation of your desire. And I really admire the work and the timing of the universe always. So if you let go and allow, you'll be in awe of what transpires. Your desires can be really supported in ways that you really couldn't have ever imagined. And you can trust that following this method will speed up your attracting. And it's going to give you a great sense of tranquility and a lot of support from the universe and support from the world, because you're no longer strangling other people to make something happen. They can relax and help you. And with the universe by your side, clearing the way for miracles far beyond anything that you could make happen, anything's possible. So much more is possible. So if you've got a big dream right now, you've got something that you want to create, take spiritually aligned action. Trust me, you'll feel so much joy and grace and inspiration in this process, and miracles will unfold. You can feel like you have invisible angel wings guiding you every step of the way. Enjoy this process, my friends. Enjoy this process. Use it. Come back to it. Listen to this episode over and over again as a way to stay connected. And really, trust me when I say this, when you take spiritually aligned action, you can know that the universe has your back. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.